The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 56 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and we're in the off season now, and obviously the NBA playoffs are going on. But this is our recap episode. We're going to recap some of the brightest moments from the 2022-2021 season for the San Antonio Spurs and give our season-ending awards in this episode. We'll also have a question of the day from the fan, and then we'll preview our upcoming episodes as well. So, just to recap, the Spurs finished out with a record of 34 wins, 48 losses. They made the play-in tournament as the 10th seed and lost to the New Orleans Pelicans, which that loss, you know, it was bad for the Spurs, but man, the Pelicans sure are rolling right now. What do you think about the Pelicans and what they're doing, Drew?
Well, yeah, very surprising win over the Phoenix Suns. I mean, Devin Booker getting injured helped that case a lot, but I'm surprised they got a game in against the Suns, and they might have a chance, a slim chance to win this series if Devin Booker continues to stay out.
Yeah, and Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum and Valanciunas, the big man in the post, I mean, they got some pieces. And so the Pels are playing really well right now. But anyway, the Spurs lost to them, and they have three draft picks coming up. The NBA did the coin flips for the draft picks that we had a tie, and so we ended with the 9th pick, which is where we were ended anyway with the season record. The 20th pick, which is where we would have ended, that's the pick from Toronto. But the Boston Celtics one was in a three-way tie, and they did a flip for 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And unfortunately, we got the wrong end of the coin flip, and we're going to be picking at 25. But still, three first-round draft picks are what we need as icing on the cake for this rebuild. And plus, we're going to have one of the top picks in the second round, I believe the 8th or 9th pick there as well. So sets the Spurs up nicely for the future. All right, let's get to our season awards episode. Drew, I'm going to let you pick. Which award do you want to do first?
Yeah, let's go with the smallest one. Let's go with the Rookie of the Year to start it off.
Okay, Rookie of the Year. So let's hear who your Rookie of the Year for the San Antonio Spurs was, and I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, so I had a debate here, and it was between Josh Primo and Jock Landale, and I ended up going with Josh Primo. I think he had a good year. Only 19 years old, he put up 6 points per game, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and I really liked his play in limited minutes because he's young and getting playing time, and I feel like if he keep on doing this, I think he could jump up to about 8 to 9 points per game next year and definitely improve like Devin Vassell did.
Yeah, for sure, and you know, Primo got a lot of game time as the season went on. I found it really interesting that he was starting in the play-in game and toward the end of the season for the Spurs, but I think that's kind of one of the parts of a rebuild is let's throw the kid in the fire and see how he can do. I agree with you on it being kind of a competition between Primo and Landale, but Jock Landale's minutes kind of dwindled toward the end of the season. But he did give a lot of minutes off the bench for us, had a couple starts, and you know, that was a competition. But overall, Josh Primo is our Spur of the Moment 2022 Rookie of the Year. 5.8 points a game, 2.3 rebounds, and 1.6 assists. And I have a feeling those numbers are going to trend upwards in the next year, and then the year after that, and the year after that. And we had a question on an earlier episode, and we want to revisit this real quick. And Drew doesn't know I'm going to ask this, but I am going to ask it. But, you know, we had a fan ask us for, is Primo, when do you think he's going to be starting regularly? And we said, I think I said 2 or 3 years from now, and you said at the end, like the second half of next season. After what we saw at the end of the season, is your pick still the same for second half of next season, or where do you think, and when do you think Primo's a regular starter?
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to go with, I think he'll be on the second half of the next season. I think he'll be the starter regularly, every day starter. So it maybe could be the start of the season. I'm not taking that out, but I do think he'll be in the middle of this next season where he gets all the starts.
Okay. Well, I'm going to change mine from 2 to 3 years, and mine is I think he's going to start right out of the gates. I think they're going to kind of continue on with what finished with the young core, and I think he's a big part of that. My biggest question is a rotation starting lineup question, but we can get to that later at another time. All right, so let's go to the next award. What do you have, Drew?
Let's go with the most improved player.
Okay, and for the record, because it's probably no speculation of who our MVP is, so there's a notable person left off of this one, but we'll get to that later. But who was your most improved player?
Yeah, so I had two. My first one, I'm going to go with Keldon Johnson. He averaged 17 points this year, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. He improved very much from last year. Last year, he averaged 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Improved the points up. DeMar DeRozan leaving definitely improved that. But Keldon Johnson, man, good improvement, and I hope to see him improve even more. My second most improved player, I'm going to go with Joakim Poeltl. Offensively, he's gotten a lot better. He went from 8.6 points per game to 13.5 points per game and 7.9 rebounds per game to 9.3 rebounds per game. And his defense has stayed about the same, but his offense has went to higher levels, and I'm very proud of Joakim Poeltl's improvement.
Yeah, for sure. And he did. He really stepped up for us and had some good times for us and was a force in the paint at times. So, yeah, no, that's good. So my most improved, I had two as well, and we'll kind of go with that, and we'll tell you who the final one is. But I had Devin Vassell. I think he showed some flashes of some big-time stuff. And if you watch the play-in game in the biggest game of the season for the San Antonio Spurs, who showed the brightest? And it was Mr. Devin Vassell. He's long. He's a defensive nemesis. He can shoot threes. He does a lot of great things for the Spurs. And he has a good composure. He's calm. Devin Vassell was one of my two most improved players. And then my other one was Mr. Keldon Johnson. How about Keldon Johnson's three-point shot? The development of that this year was one of the biggest surprises. And, you know, Keldon always brings the energy. But he finished out the year with 17 points a game. He had 6 rebounds. So he had 17-6, and he had 2 assists. And it was just really good for the Spurs. Kept his turnovers down low. And I thought that was a great season for Mr. Keldon Johnson. So out of Devin and Keldon, since Drew and I both had Keldon Johnson, our most improved player for the 2022 season is Mr. Keldon Johnson. All right, what's your next award, Drew?
Yeah, let's go with the MVP. And we pretty much already gave it away. It's DeJounte Murray. You probably could have guessed that easily. And he's averaged 21 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 steals per game, and then DeJounte Murray showed us that he will be our franchise point guard for many years to come. And DeJounte Murray, what a year, and enjoy your rest and hope you're back next year better. And let's hear your MVP.
Yeah, it was without a doubt DeJounte Murray. He, you know, you could see there was a lot of questions coming into this season as far as, hey, who's going to step up? Is it going to be, if you'll remember, is it going to be Derek White? Is it going to be DeJounte Murray? Who's going to step up out of those two? Well, I think Mr. DeJounte Murray made that loud and clear, and he really did some big things for us. But there's a game I'm going to get to later where I think he took a step as far as saying, hey, look, I'm the dude. I'm going to be the dude. This is my team, and get on my back and let's roll. Now, with that being said, Mr. DeJounte Murray, is one of the top three finalists for the overall NBA Most Improved Player. He got named on that list, so he could be the most improved player in the NBA this year, one of the three, but he's our MVP, Mr. DeJounte Murray, for 2022. All right, so what's the next award that we're going to get to, Drew?
You go. You pick.
Okay, so the first one that we're going to do is the best individual performance. So which player and which game were the best individual performance for the San Antonio Spurs this year? All right?
Yeah. All right. Can I start?
Yes, sir.
All right. So for me, the best individual performance for me was the DeJounte Murray game. It was against the Hawks where we ended up winning that game 136 to 121. It was DeJounte Murray's record-breaking franchise most triple-doubles in the Spurs history. Got his 15th. But DeJounte Murray put up great stats. He put up 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 15 assists, dominated that game, and put everybody on watch. And DeJounte Murray is the best individual performance for me in the 2021-2022 season. Let's hear who yours is.
Okay, so my game was a very special one to me for a few reasons. It was on December 24th, 2021. The Spurs finished out the last game in the Staples Center against the Los Angeles Lakers, hammering them 138-110. And that was the final event at the Staples Center under that name. In Los Angeles. But the player on that night was a surprise to us all, was Mr. Kata Bates-Diop. And the reason that night, I mean, it really, in retrospect, really stands out because he didn't have many like it at all, anywhere close before or after. He had some solid nights, but there was nothing like this one. In 27 minutes, he had 30 points. That was pretty awesome. But even more awesome was how did he get those 30 points? Kata Bates-Diop was 11 of 11 shooting from the field and 3 of 3 from three-point land. Didn't miss a shot the entire night and powered the Spurs to a huge victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. And if you look in the big scheme of things, you know, guess who we beat out to get into the play-in game? Well, the Los Angeles Lakers. So Kata Bates-Diop, that night, just by points per minute and by 100% field goal shooting, that was my most impressive individual performance of the 2021-2022 season. All right. Now, let's get to the next part. This is the best overall team game for the San Antonio Spurs this year. So, Drew, who is your best overall team games? I think Drew has three of them, and I have one, and I'll tell you which one I agree with him. That was my one when he gets there.
All right, so I'm going to start it off with the Spurs facing the Washington Wizards on February 25th, 2022. This game was very fun to watch. It was a high-scoring game. It went to two overtimes. It was ended up being 157 to 153. And we had, like, three players with 25-plus points. That was Keldon Johnson, Jakob Poeltl, and DeJounte Murray, and Lonnie Walker also had 23. It was a great game, and I was glad that I got to watch that game. And a second game that I had, it was the Spurs against the Utah Jazz on March 11th when Greg Popovich broke the record for most wins. That was awesome. I think that pushed us to the playing game. We won that game 104 to 102. DeJounte Murray, 27 points, 4 assists. What a win, and that was a great win, and I was very proud of Greg Popovich. My last and final one is going to be the Spurs against the Celtics. November 26th, 2021, we were at that game, 96-88, we won the game. We were actually up by 24, but the lead dropped, but we... DeJounte Murray showed us who he was. He ended up scoring 29 points and 7 assists. DeJounte Murray showed us that he was that guy. And when we were going home, we were like, Man, he's very talented. So those are my three games. Let's hear yours.
Yeah, I had the November 26th one too, because to me that was DeJounte's coming out party, and he had a really good game that night, and I thought it was pretty impressive. But you could also see a little bit of a swagger there. If you'll remember, his little gesture to Dennis Schroeder for the Celtics, too short after he hit that shot. The Spurs finished out that game on a 15-0 run, and that was pretty awesome to me. And when you look in hindsight, being 2020, you know, we beat the Boston Celtics at home. We beat the Boston Celtics at the road, and that is a really talented team that we beat 2-0, both home and road. But that night was, I think, the night that fans can go back to and said, yep, that's the moment when you knew and he knew and everybody in the NBA knew that DeJounte Murray's team, that was his team, the San Antonio Spurs. And it wasn't any argument between Derek White or Keldon or anybody. You knew DeJounte was the guy. So that was a big one on November 26, 2021. All right, the next segment of our show is our question of the day. We do this every episode whenever your fan sends us a question via text or email. This one, remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text us at 512-540-1626. Tonight's question comes from Kyle in Corpus Christi. Kyle asks, which teams do you and Drew think will play in this year's NBA Finals? Drew, I'm going to let you take that one first.
Yeah, I love to talk NBA playoffs, and I'm going to give you the teams that I think are going to make the finals. Coming out of the Eastern Conference, I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics. I think their defense is very, very good. They're locking down Kevin Durant. They held him to 4 of 17 shooting in the last game, and if they keep on doing that, their defense will carry them to that finals. They also have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, who won the Defensive Player of the Year. I feel like the Celtics could go to the finals, especially with Chris Middleton going out. The team coming out of the Western Conference, I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors. The new lineup that they showed was crazy. They had Jordan Poole starting, Steph Curry on the bench, Klay Thompson starting, Draymond Green starting, and Curry dropped 34 coming off the bench. And if that lineup is that scary all the time, I'm going to go with the Warriors making the finals. And the Celtics versus the Warriors, I'm going to pick the Boston Celtics to win the finals in the 2022 finals. So let's hear your predictions about that.
Who did you say was going to win it? Say that again.
The Celtics.
Okay. Sorry, I got distracted. Our other co-host, Simon, from Simonator Studios, came by to just see how we were doing on the episode. So if you hear the meowing, that's him. All right. So my picks, and it's weird because Drew and I didn't talk about this before the episode, but I too have the Golden State Warriors playing in the NBA Finals. I don't know if it's going to be that lineup or any other lineup, but Simon agrees with me as well. He said Steph Curry is going to be starting again. That's in cat language. That's what he just said. So that is the Golden State Warriors. I have them playing not the same team that Drew has. I think the Philadelphia 76ers are going to play the Golden State Warriors in the finals. And I just think Joel Embiid is a hot hand. I think Harden, even though he's maybe not the player he used to be, still has the fire to want to get there. I think they have Maxey, who's another talented player. I just think the Philadelphia 76ers are going to grind some out and gut some out to get to the finals. So I'm going to say Golden State versus Philadelphia. Before Chris Middleton was injured, I would have said Golden State versus Milwaukee. But that injury did a lot to who I think is going to be there. So Golden State versus Philadelphia. Thanks for your question, Kyle. All right, so that brings us to the end of this Spur of the Moment episode. I'm just going to preview our next episode. Drew, do you want to tell them about the episode?
This Day in Spurs History.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, while you do this day, I'm going to put Simon out because somebody let him in and they weren't supposed to. I'll let you go. Hit it.
All right, so I'm going to take us back to 2001 where the San Antonio Spurs played the Minnesota Timberwolves in game one, and we won this game by 5 points. The San Antonio Spurs won 87-82, and Tim Duncan went off. Playoff Tim Duncan is insane. He has a lot of points, a lot of blocks. Tim Duncan scored 33 points, 15 rebounds, and 4 blocks. We also had David Robinson, who scored 11 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. We had Terry Porter, who scored 11 points, 2 rebounds. And we just had a great team win. Also, Derek Anderson chipping in with 12 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. And it was a great win over Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett. Two of the best power forwards, Tim Duncan versus Kevin Garnett. So that was probably a great series that I wasn't alive for, but Spurs ended up getting the win, 87-82.
And what year was that, Drew?
2001.
Awesome. 2001. That's good times. Good times, and the Spurs really had the machine rolling around that time. Thank you for that one. I'm going to re-listen to it on the episode after we wrap. Sorry about having to take our producer outside. All right. So that wraps up the Spur of the Moment season-ending awards episode. Again, MVP DeJounte, Most Improved Keldon, Rookie of the Year Josh Primo, and also we did the games and best individual performance. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week to go over the lottery. And what we're going to do is that is our mock lottery draw episode. And so with that episode, we're going to do 10 different lotteries with the computer weighted that we land on. We're only going to address the Spurs first picked in that episode, as we'll hit the other picks later in following episodes. But with each of the 10 lotteries that we do, we're going to do our ideal pick at that slot for the Spurs. And so you'll get to learn a little bit about potential future guys wearing the silver and black, barring any trades or anything changing on that front. So thanks again for joining us on the Spur of the Moment. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And as always, go Spurs, go!